Hello, everybody. Guess who I'm here with today?
Me.
That me is Sister Amen. I'm Brother Tupos. We are back to you once again after a joyous day today with our edification audio. Sister Amen, what did we get to do today? It was a joyful thing. What did we get to do today?
We got to wash the saints' feet. Did you need some more water?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Not literally, but we got to do some needs for some brothers. We helped them with their apartment. One brother moved in with another brother.
Yeah.
And Sister Amen did cleaning and organizing.
And some cooking.
She made him dinner. We got a video of that up at the edification page. And I was able to help a brother section off the living room with a temporary wall. Made his own living quarters there. So it was pretty awesome that we got to do that.
I think that was a really, really awesome idea you came up with.
Oh, it worked out pretty good.
Wall, yeah.
It worked out pretty good. He was thankful about it. It was a long day. It didn't take long, but it was a long day. And before we got over to the brothers, we stopped to pick up some supplies, and three guys walked up to our van. What happened, Sister Amen?
Oh, they got the gospel.
Yeah. I got to witness to him. One of them was a modern pastor and his son and another guy. And, oh, I got hit, gave him all kinds of truth that he couldn't answer from God's word. So I really hope that they all go away and repent and think about what I said.
Yeah.
He was teaching a lot of false doctrine, but he didn't defend it much. So I was a little bit less harsh on that modern pastor than I would normally be, because he was kind of humbled and he didn't know what to say because he couldn't give an answer in God's word.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You've only run into maybe a couple of pastors like that that actually had a conversation.
We
don't know where it went, but a lot of times it doesn't go that way.
Right. He didn't get angry. He didn't get upset. He didn't walk away mad. He stood and listened. And yeah, God's word cut him to the core. So,
and the other two men, they were listening too.
Yep. And I have an audio of it. We'll put that up sometime. And so yeah, that was awesome. Got to witness to him.
Praise God.
What's on your mind today, Sister Amen? I'm always thankful when I can witness the gospel, especially to people that listen. But what's on your heart and mind today?
Right. I was thinking about enduring through our life and not trying to escape it, but learning how to work through it. And you're talking to the brothers about jobs and things like that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, this verse was shared, Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep. Oh, no, I'm sorry. John 17:15 was. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. And then I want to read Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
Yeah.
And I just want to share with sisters, you know, we might be in situations or things that we don't like, but that doesn't mean we run away from them, because we're supposed to be here in the world dealing with it and enduring through it. And we don't want to be like the children of
Israel.
Endure
hardship like a good soldier.
Yeah. And the children of Israel, they were complaining. We don't want to be like lusting after a life that we don't have.
Right.
We need to live today and be obedient in it. And God has us where he wants us. He wants us to do his will. And so I didn't know if you wanted to share anything on that.
Yeah, we talked about the brothers and working a job, and some Christians get the idea that they got to try to escape the people of the world and not be around them. But we're actually called to preach the gospel, be salt, be light. We also learn how to endure, how to overcome the worldly people around us. So we can't escape that. If you got to work in the world, we don't escape it when we go out and do ministry. So it's a good thing to learn. We're no better than those people. We are different, but for the grace of God, there go us. So we need to have compassion and be willing to work next to them and preach the gospel to them and be salt and be light to them.
Right, exactly.
So we can't leave the world. Paul says you'd have to leave, go out of the world. We want to make sure that we are affecting people with the gospel and then leave jobs when we think our ministry there is done and then go on to another job. So make your job part of your ministry.
Yeah, because it ain't our best life now.
Right. And I told men, figure out all the hours you work at work versus the hours you spend out in the street, and you're going to find you spend a lot more hours at work working for Mammon. You should be looking at it as a ministry opportunity every chance you get.
Right, yeah. Right.
So that's important.
Mm-hmm.
What else, Sister Amen?
Right now I hear the blower guy out there in the parking lot. He's working his way this way.
The blower guy might be working
toward us.
Yeah, we'll see. What else you got tonight?
I had... one of the brothers mentioned this. It's just a quick point. James 3:1. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. And I didn't hear the conversation, but you happened to mention that.
Yeah.
About how frightening that could be, being in a teaching position.
Right, yeah. Teachers, overseers are going to be accountable to people that they are helping to give account for their souls. And so, yeah, it is kind of a fearsome thing to think about. It's a responsibility that nobody should take lightly, and to teach God's word and then to look after souls, it's no small matter.
No, it's not. And in the flesh, you could look at it and go, you know what? I'd rather not have to do this job.
Right.
In the flesh.
Yeah,
you don't walk in the flesh, of course.
And it's good that you brought that up, because I got a scriptures verse about shepherds coming up at the end.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. I did a verse by verse today and finished the book of Philemon. Philemon. finished that little book. It was a good book. It had a really good story. What was the storyline, Sister Amin, as you listen to the verse by verse?
It was about a slave that left his, we say, master,
yeah,
slave owner or whatever.
Yep.
And he ended up coming to the Lord, and Paul sends him back and entreats him to receive him back, just yeah, as he would receive Paul.
Yeah, so what's it a big story of?
It's a big story of redemption.
Yeah.
Kind of like, could kind of like be the prodigal son, you know, yep, leaving and coming back. And us, you know, we could be received by Christ,
right,
through him, of course.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
And how Paul said he would pay the man's debt.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's a archetype of Christ, mirroring what Christ did for us. So that's pretty awesome. So we got that verse by verse done. That's up at the verse by verse area. And also Sister Amin will link it at the top of the edification page. On to the next book we're going to do. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but we shall see.
We'll find out.
Yeah. What else, Sister Amin?
Well, I have a scripture verse for the end.
Oh, why don't you go ahead and share it?
Okay. I'm going to read, let's see, Hebrews 6:13-15. And when you get in Hebrews, sometimes it's really hard to just, well, anywhere in God's word, hard to stop.
It's hard to stop.
Hard to pick something, but I just picked this. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessed I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he patiently endured, he obtained the promise. And I picked that kind of because I want to talk, you know, because we talked about enduring, we got to have patience.
Yeah.
And no matter what we're going through today, we need to endure it for the Lord.
Yeah.
Enjoy and thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's something people always want to try to escape. People always want to try to make a way and change things. But sometimes God wants us to stay right where we are and endure through it.
Amen.
Yeah, definitely. We talked about shepherds, pastors. Interesting. I picked this scripture verse. I didn't know what Sister Amin was talking about. Speaking of false pastors, Ezekiel 34:1-10. This is what we'll end with. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God of the shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with wool, and ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty you have ruled them. Wow. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat unto all the beasts of the field, and they were scattered. My sheep wandered through the mountains and upon every hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore the shepherds hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not the flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from out of their mouth, and they may not be meat for them. Yeah, we're just talking about false teachers or being a pastor. There's a lot of wicked people out there claiming to be pastors and teachers. They're not feeding the flocks correctly. They're making merchandise of them. They're taking their money. They deceive them with worldliness and false gospels. I don't want to be them on Judgment Day.
Mm-mm.
God's going to judge swiftly all those hypocrites, false teachers. Jesus said it would be better if a millstone was around your neck and be cast in the ocean than that you deceive one of his children.
Right. Yeah, that's a fearful thought.
It is. So all those false shepherds need to be on notice. That's why we call them out. And all of us who teach, we definitely want to be teaching the truth of God and not deceive people. And we take great joy in feeding the flock of God. Amen, Sister Roman?
Oh, right. Definitely. We don't want the wolves to come in and get any of them.
Right. We want them to be strong. Sisters, brothers, we want them to be strong in the Lord. So, yeah, that's a good scripture verse, a reminder. God is against those wicked shepherds.
Yeah, he is.
And that's most all of the pastors that I know. That's all the pastors that I know.
Yeah, we don't know any unwicked ones that are in Sunday church or Saturday church.
Yep, they're all false of the world and of the mammon and of their flesh. I met one today defending carnal worldly football as if it's of a holy God, defending worldliness, false gospels, will not stand on Judgment Day.
Mm-mm.
What else, Sister Armin? Anything else?
Just love for the saints. Well, not just. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Like godly love and thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Absolutely.
Hoping everybody's striving on.
Tomorrow we're headed out with some brothers, and we're going to spend some time in fellowship, and we're going to, tomorrow we're going to be doing the Lord's Supper together.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think, well, you and the brothers are doing a little bit of whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah.
I think you're fishing a little bit. I might do a little bit of van organizing.
Yeah.
I'm
going to teach two brothers how to fish, maybe catch a fish. And there's a boat launch there, and we might be handing out gospel cards as well.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a good day. It's supposed to be a beautiful day and awesome when we can spend time with the brethren and do some good works unto the Lord. And then, of course, partake in the Lord's Supper and gather as a body.
Right.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Praise God.
All right. That's all we got for you tonight. We hope that edified you. Rest well. The best rest is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yeah. Amen. He is our rest.
All right. We love you all.
May God be praised.
Forever and ever.
Forevermore. Yeah.
With all of our lives.
Yeah.
Amen.